From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters demonstrating against the election of Donald Trump have gathered for the third night in a row in several U.S. cities. As darkness fell on Friday, thousands took to the streets of Miami, Atlanta, Philadelphia, New York, San Francisco, and Portland, Oregon. They were voicing anger at Trump's inflammatory and often deeply controversial campaign rhetoric about immigrants, Muslims, and women. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has put his vice presidential running mate Mike Pence in charge of his transition team, demoting New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Advisors to Trump said he wanted to use Pence's Washington experience to aid a swift transition in January. Pence, before he was governor of Indiana, served six terms in the House of Representatives. In a statement Friday, Trump said that Pence would build on the initial work done by Christie. The New Jersey governor will remain as a vice chair of the transition effort. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has told the Wall Street Journal that he will consider keeping parts of the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. In his first interview since being elected on Tuesday, Trump said he might keep the prohibition against denial of coverage to people with pre-existing conditions and one that allows parents to keep their children on their insurance plan several years into adulthood. Trump said he liked those two aspects of Obamacare very much. He said he reached his decision after Thursday's meeting with President Obama here in Washington. During the campaign, Trump had said that repealing the 2010 health care law would be one of his highest priorities after taking office. But Friday, he said he, after speaking with President Obama, he would, out of respect, look at his suggestions. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he and House Speaker Paul Ryan will work with President-elect Donald Trump to determine which issues to tackle first when he assumes office. The Kentucky Republican says he's confident the new administration will get off to a good start. McConnell said that he and Speaker Ryan met with Trump on Thursday to discuss the transition and their priorities after the president-elect takes the oath of office.
We'll be discussing with him, you know, what makes sense to do first. And since we have a majority in all three bodies, we'll try to coordinate which issue comes first and second and third.
McConnell also predicted that major tax reform will come in 2017, as will a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. The court has needed a ninth justice since the late Antonin Scalia died earlier this year. UN human rights monitors in Iraq have uncovered evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State as the battle for Mosul continues. Those atrocities include widespread killings and torture, sexual exploitation of women and girls, and the recruitment of children as fighters and suicide bombers. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the UN has come across images of children being forced to carry out executions.
ISIL also posted a video on Wednesday showing four children, believed to be between 10 and 14 years old, shooting to death four people for spying for the ISF and the Peshmerga. The video shows the victims falling into a river nearby.
The UN said the forced displacement of tens of thousands of civilians and their exploitation of as human shields by Islamic State are ongoing. U.S. President Barack Obama thanked the country's former service members for preserving America's democracy on Friday. Speaking at Arlington National Cemetery to commemorate Veterans Day, Mr. Obama said the nation owes those who have served in the military a great debt of gratitude.
And today, on Veterans Day, we honor those who honored our country with its highest form of service.
Earlier, the president laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, a memorial dedicated to unidentified military service members killed in combat. On Wall Street, stocks traded mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Nasdaq higher, but the S&P 500 down. The Dow rose by 0.21%, and the Nasdaq was up by more than 0.5%. The S&P was down 0.14%. Europe and Asian markets were also mixed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.